Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John has its own character and its own flavor. There are some stories about Jesus and there are some teachings of Jesus that occur only in one of those Gospels. For instance, the story of the prodigal son is found only in Luke's Gospel, as is the story of the Good Samaritan. The story of the wedding feast at Cana is found only in John's Gospel. There are some events that are recorded in a couple of the Gospels. The Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes are found both in the Gospel according to Matthew and the Gospel according to Luke. And then there are some events that are found in all four Gospels. The baptism of the Lord in the Jordan, his transfiguration on Mount Tabor. But there is only one event. There is only one event that is recorded six times in the Gospel. Twice in Matthew, twice in Mark, once in Luke, and once in John. And that is the event of the feeding of the 5,000. Now, what is there about that event that is so powerful, so important, so central in the life of those first generation believers, that they needed to record that again and again and make sure that no one ever forgot that event? What is there about that that is so fundamental to that early community's understanding? And I would suggest two things. First of all, it's very clear in the event who Jesus is. What we learn very, very early in the Hebrew Scriptures is that God chooses to stand in solidarity with his people. That God is not distant, that God is engaged in human history, that God is engaged in human life, and that God is present in a variety of ways, but that God's presence is at the very heart of Israel's understanding of who God is. And God is present in a variety of images, but principally God is described as compassionate. Now, compassion has nothing to do with an emotion. Compassion has nothing to do with pity or with feeling sorry for someone. Compassion means to stand in solidarity with another, to walk in the shoes of another, to commit to be with another. The word comes from two Latin words which mean to suffer with. And the truth about God is that God is compassionate, stands with, is in solidarity with human beings. And that solidarity becomes physical in Jesus Christ. For at the very beginning of the story of the gospel, the angel of the Lord says to Joseph that Mary will conceive and will bear a child, and you shall give him the name Emmanuel, a word that means God is with us. And at the very end of the story, as Jesus is taken up into glory, he says, go forward, teach all nations what I have taught you, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and know that I am with you every single day to the end of time. So the first thing about that passage is that it's very clear that Jesus is the compassion of God. Now the second thing about the passage that was very important for that early church to understand and to grapple with was the realization that they are not spectators. They are participants in the work of God. St. Paul will talk about believers as forming the body of Christ, and that the body of Christ acts, head and members, in revealing the compassion and the graciousness of God. So Jesus sees these people who are hungry. He says to his disciples, you give them something to eat, you feed them, don't send them away. They say, we haven't got anything. All we've got is 5 loaves of bread and a couple of smoked fish. That's all we've got. And Jesus says, bring me all that you've got. Bring me everything that you are. Bring me your strength and your weakness, your surplus and your lack, your richness and your poverty. Bring me your success and your struggle. Bring me everything that you have. Put it in my hands. And they do that. They bring the loaves and the fish, and they put them in Jesus' hands. Jesus gazes at the heavens. He prays a blessing. He breaks the bread. And then he does something very, very important. He gives all of that back to the disciples. And it is those disciples who feed the crowd. It's those disciples who answer the hunger of those who are gathered. That Jesus is not able to be separated from his disciples. That the body of Christ is not torn apart. Head and members act. And they act in union with each other as reflecting the compassion of God and as feeding the hungers of the world. Now, those early disciples were told never ever to forget that story. Never forget who Jesus is. And never forget your connection to him and your vocation. And it's for that reason that those early believers made sure that this story did not get lost, that it was repeated not once, not twice, not 4 times, but 6 times in the four Gospels. After the 4 o'clock Mass yesterday afternoon, someone told me that a week ago or 10 days ago, on Jeopardy, the final Jeopardy question was, which miracle of Jesus appears 6 times in the Gospels? And she said, all 3 contestants got it right. It's an important story. In the second reading, Paul says, if you hang on to that story, if you hang on to Jesus being the compassion of God, if you hang on to the reality, that's the center of your belief. And so Paul can say in the 8th chapter of his letter to the Romans, of this I am absolutely certain, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, or height, or depth, or anything else in all of creation is able to separate me from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, you and I have an opportunity this morning to come together and to join in the celebration of a young member of this community being brought into the very mystery of Christ through the waters of baptism and through the gift of the Eucharist. But before Adele is baptized and before she comes forward to receive the Eucharist, it is important that all of us recommit ourselves in our profession of faith, that profession of faith which articulates the faith into which Adele is to be baptized. And so I ask you to join with me. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, was raised to life on the 3rd day, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And Adele, is it your desire to be baptized in the faith that we have professed? Okay. If you and your parents and godparents would come with me now.